Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good day and welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 166, with your hosts. There's three of us.
That's right.
I'm Chris Trott.
Hi, Chris Trott. I'm Ross Hornby.
And no, I'm Alex Smith. That's right. Otherwise known as Alan. Some people call me Alan. And
I think it's just easier. Like
I didn't name myself that. That is not true. Other people started calling me Alan. I think Trott probably did for a while.
Alan, maybe.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah, but you've embraced it.
I like to, I like to embrace memes. You know me? Know all the memes, don't I? Regularly.
He's always.
We regularly have chats about the memes that I know. Loads. Gyat.
That's not a meme. I don't know. Maybe it's a meme.
It's just a word. I'll keep you up to date on the trends.
Chris Trott's Daily Meme.
Gibbity Robot Toilet.
Do you remember the film Kingdom of Heaven?
Yep.
With the...
I think so.
I love that film.
Leprosy King.
Yep.
I've not seen it.
TikTok has become obsessed with this king.
Really?
Thinking he's really cool.
Kingdom of Heaven.
He's got a mask and everything. But they're specifically using...
It's got Orlando Bloom in it. It's about a guy that goes to Jerusalem.
Right.
He becomes... He's basically a crusader. He goes to Jerusalem. And then...
Orlando Bloom.
No, it's not, right? So this is really confusing. Orlando Bloom.
It's got...
That's not Orlando Bloom.
Christ, it looks
so
same.
The cover and the actual still they use on like Netflix or Amazon is actually not Orlando Bloom,
it's
who's
really
the main
weird.
Character.
Right,
it's really confusing.
Bizarre, yeah.
Because it really follows him as well. It's not like they sometimes stick with him. It's like it literally follows him.
It's Netflix doing their A-B testing bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, probably.
Is it?
Probably.
Either way, they love when he puts his hand up. It's kind of like I acknowledge you.
Right. Oh, okay. I see.
And so people have started doing that in like other contexts of memes and stuff.
Good for them. When like, who is they in this context? Do you think? Do you think it's people
the
like
TikTok
you?
Trend.
Do you think it's people like you?
No.
Well, he's not.
So
you're watching
a trend. But you would think, right? So like with YouTube, the content you watch sometimes is you kind of watch people who you feel have similar interests to you, or like are interested in the same thing. Sorry, or like somebody you can feel a kinship with or whatever, right? Like that's I think how a lot of people choose which creators they engage with.
That's what TikTok hopes would happen. Yeah, it's with random, their algorithm.
But you like feel you random. Describe it as if you're like stood on the banks of a river and you're watching the river go by, and you're like, look, there's a strange meme.
So not all of this comes from my feed. I also just get these TikToks sent to me as well from a variety of sources, so I keep in tune with the kids.
So you've got a bunch of kids sending
crowdsourcing,
memes.
Right? Yeah, and I stay.
How do you
anonymous.
Do that? Do you subscribe to like content lists or something?
I stay anonymous, and I have a school email.
I feel like you're being purposely obtuse
quite troubling,
here
doesn't it?
To
troubling.
Detract from. Perhaps what is it? How does it work?
You know,
tell me. I don't know how TikTok works. I've never used it.
You're asking us how the complex algorithm.
No,
of
no, no.
Social
but, you,
media.
But I'm saying like,
yeah.
It's just based on like if you like something or you've been watching it for long enough, I guess. Like you say, like you know, viewer engagement, it'll then start like showing you similar content to that content. So if it's in the same hashtags, you'll probably get more of that same fucking shit.
No, I get that. What?
So if he's watched a load of people doing this waving thing, whatever it is, I'm not seeing it. I can't
necessarily.
So have you? Is that why? That's what I'm trying to get at.
I've seen it come up, but not on my feed. Other people have been sending it to me. It's like, this is funny.
Do you guys still use Facebook?
Yes, unfortunately.
No.
I haven't used it in years.
It's huge in the LARP community, so you just have to use it for everything. Every LARP uses it. So like,
because it's like easy to make groups.
Am I missing out on Facebook?
No, I wish I didn't have to use it. I would have deleted my Facebook account years ago.
Because I never deleted it because it feels like there were so many other accounts connected to it through it, right? Or whatever, like you have to sign up through Facebook. I don't know if that's necessarily the case now, but...
I'm worried that Discord's going the same route because Discord used to be the most efficient way of like instant communication with people, but now I have so many servers that lot of them get lost in the noise.
It's a fucking mess.
It's not a great UI.
It needs an overhaul.
It needs a reimagining.
Because what if you wanted to have multiple chats open at once? You just open up two instances of Discord.
You can't.
You just can't.
You just can't do that.
You can't tab it?
You can make multiple web sites.
But it's shit. That's shit, isn't it? The fact that you're like, oh, I'm in two different servers. I want to go. I don't know if this is chat people want to fucking listen to, but that does annoy me about that.
Yeah, I get you.
So if you are a Discord user, I think a lot of people maybe you share similar things. I don't know, but...
Discord's not perfect. No. Definitely not.
But it's also people are using it.
Skype died very quickly. Even though
Skype
had,
did die.
Yeah, Skype literally had a pandemic.
It was handed a plate, like this pandemic plate, and just fucking shat itself all over
Zoom
itself.
Zoom won.
I was like, nah, I'm shitty. And then Zoom and whatever took over.
But Zoom's fucked as well.
Teams and
like,
shit.
Zoom it was a huge gargantuan thing that everyone learnt about the word Zooming in the pandemic as well. Yeah. And even that is flopping quite hard. Mm. And like when we talk to people like in the business world and they're like, oh, do you want to hop on Zoom? I'm always like,
not really.
I don't really know how, like, I don't use Zoom. Can we just like, I still use Discord.
Discord is easier for that.
I use Discord all the time. Yeah. It's just,
it's better for collaboration.
Foibles, yeah.
But it's not good for when every company uses it as support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, join us on support on Discord specifically, and then you'd signed up to all these individual software or website related Discords that just get a massive annoyance. Yeah, it's super annoying.
Did you ever used to, like, when MSN was a thing, it would just be like, you're gonna be on MSN tonight?
Messenger,
as if you're sat there just like, oh, I'm on it.
Well, you know, people would be.
I know,
though.
But like,
you've got limited time on the internet.
You would do that now. Well, I guess you just assume everyone's got it in their pocket, but like.
Well, also,
you
didn't have to devote all of your PC's processing power to it.
I know, yeah, but it's just like,
not
you're going to be on it
PC
as if, like,
well.
Yeah.
You're going to be on your phone at some point tonight. It's just an interesting way
and
to
I remember, like, I think maybe I was like 15 or something, and I lived in like a little village, Hardington. And
Hardington
Moor. And
that sounds very Tory.
And we were in this house that was like a little dark little room with my bedroom with my PC set up, and I still had a CRT at this point. I had a really nice CRT, but it was a CRT. Massive thing. And I would play half an hour of Delta Force something or another, which was like some very early 2000s like tactical shooter game, right? And you like parachuted in, then you did this little mission, and then that was about half an hour, and then I just stopped playing that and then go on MSN Messenger for an hour and a half and then play Final Fantasy 7 on my PlayStation.
Yeah,
that was like, that was
console stuff a lot,
because like you couldn't spend a whole evening on a PC as easily because it just wasn't as multimedia, you know. You would like, it would
in the early, well, god,
there's so much to do on a PC now.
Well, when the internet wasn't as fucking good, it was nice having a computer, but then like you would just struggling to think of what to do with it. I'd play Roller Coaster Tycoon a lot.
Yeah, that was great. Awesome. I
played Desert Strike a lot.
Shit out of Roller Coaster.
The helicopter game.
The like top-down
so
little helicopter game.
Yeah, such a good game. Yeah, yeah.
But also, you had to have a computer that actually run those things.
Yeah, like, yeah.
The original GTAs. They were shit to play, really.
Like,
they were all
on
console,
PlayStation,
right? Yeah,
I played PC.
The original GTA.
Yeah, original GTA.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I never
one
had
and
those.
Two.
The British
they were
one.
Top down.
Yeah,
like weird little spud bodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The design. Going
back to it now, it's just like it's
they
not,
did a London one.
It's such a different game. It's kind of crazy how it's morphed into what it is.
The leap to 3D was a complete.
GTA 3 was incredible.
Yeah, unbelievable. You suddenly had that world in front of you that you could like look around. The limitation with the top down is your view is always limited to the screen.
Tops of buildings,
So like, wow. But yeah, really cool to see.
Yeah, that's a little trip down.
Trip down our past.
Lane, on the computer.
Before a lot of people were born.
Yeah, a lot of people dropped. Probably like at least a billion people.
Tons of them.
Tons of them hadn't been born 35 years
that
ago.
That might also be part of this new smoking ban.
Oh, 2009 onwards, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tricky decision.
Did that pass through?
What do you think?
Well, I think it's odd because, like, if you were, because I've heard some of the arguments about it where, you know, if you're like, someone's 50 years old and you're 49, and you're 49, you're not allowed it, but 50 you are, like, people are going to find ways to smoke tobacco.
Yeah.
Or import it from somewhere. But yeah. I mean, I agree with the sentiment of like trying to remove it from people. I don't know. It's hard to say because I don't really smoke myself, so I don't really feel like I have a skin.
Any
in the
other
game.
Drug I'd be.
But they're not going to do the same for alcohol, are they? So it's like, I don't know.
Well, I think smoking.
I thought it's become less of a thing anyway, right?
Smoking. It has, yeah. Apparently, the biggest age brackets are one. Right, for smokers.
Okay. Is it?
It's about 6 million people in the UK that still
yeah.
smoke.
Yeah.
And it's our age bracket, like 25 to 35.
Interesting.
Is the majority of smokers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like the older generation have given it up or have died.
And the younger generation are all vaping.
And the older, younger generation are vaping. Yeah.
Nips the idea of, because obviously you've seen Germany has made weed recreational. Weed. I don't know if there's like a limit on how much you can have or whatever, but it's
yeah, it
technically legal or not yeah. illegal to have it.
I think
you can only consume it in certain places.
Yeah.
Something like that. Same, like, which is the same in Amsterdam, I believe.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think it's like just a free for all, but the fact that it's not.
It's personal use laws, basically.
Yeah.
It's just grow for yourself,
do you think
consume
this,
yourself.
This law
don't
would
bother
affect
other
that
people
more
with it.
If that ever came into UK law, because I mean, surely like there's a lot of people who would mix tobacco with weed but wouldn't have access to tobacco.
I don't think it's gonna pass.
Then it's just like then you've just got to have the blunt.
Yeah, I think so.
It might, but I don't think it will. Because ultimately it's just silly.
It's made the first hurdle.
I know it has, yeah, yeah. No,
I think it'll go for a bit and then they'll get to a point yeah. where it's just like, well, we don't want to burn things or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But obviously it's something that's gonna affect some 15-year-olds now?
Yeah.
And up.
The thing is, banning it is not the way to get, like, already, like you say, young people smoking cigarettes is not what's happening. They're vaping and there's nicotine. It basically is all about the nicotine, really. And yeah. the way to stop young people smoking is to continue doing what they've
been
doing.
Make it cool and call it something else, like vaping.
Yeah, 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 exactly. is the way to do it. Do the opposite of that, which is what they've been doing. Remove it from public view. Don't make it cool.
Yeah.
Explain to people the risks of it. Tax the hell out of it.
Well,
you know,
part of
just,
this ban
just,
is
just do that.
Also to remove the marketing angle for kids of vaping.
Yeah.
I think they just focus on that, really.
Well, this is the thing.
There's
like,
no point outlawing things because people will just then get black market nicotine. And also, it'll become cooler. Like, you know,
yeah.
it'll become cool again. They've done a really good job of making smoking not cool now.
Yeah.
Like, and it... by outlawing it, it's like, oh, well, you're there, oh, just some baccy, oh, nice, you know, like it makes it
yeah,
more
I think,
exciting
I think,
again
I
all
think
of a
being
sudden
being able to access it, but then just limiting on where you can do these certain things is probably the better way to around it, right?
Yeah,
than completely banning.
It's just sort of just not consistent with the progressive society to ban things like
it is still
not smoke, all things. I mean, just like outlawing,
like
substances.
I was saying, like weed
yeah.
for example, or
yeah.
things like that, if it just affects the user, I'm okay with it, but smoking has so many knock-on effects on people around them, secondhand smoke, and also the effect on NHS.
Well, this is the thing. I haven't seen that argument anywhere about the NHS thing, which is weird. I would have thought that'd
be
number
8 billion is spent on...
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I would have thought that'd be number one at the top of what I've heard about it, but that wasn't the first argument, which you would think...
That is
the
weird.
First argument is like, oh, by the way, our country is spending X amount on people who just... you know, want to fuck their lungs up, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, if they want to do that themselves.
For,
but
like,
at the same time, that's
personally.
We're technically paying for it as a country. So I guess there are those elements
yeah.
which...
Well, the argument
which
here
encourage
would,
you to, like, want to ban it or at least reduce it, its access, but...
Not to
there's
protect
also drinking.
The tobacco companies,
yeah.
but, like, the counter-argument to that would be that the tobacco companies would pay enough in tax every year within the country
right.
to help alleviate the additional burden on the NHS. Of course, that relies on proper tax infrastructure,
yeah.
which we don't have.
Yeah.
But, like, it's
not very preventative.
It's hard to argue yeah, that when you could just say...
Well, that's just like what I'm saying, what that carbon
yeah.
tax thing, where it's like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
offsetting your carbon or whatever it is, where you just pay other people to...
Yeah, I mean, it's all tacit.
So you can
yeah,
just
it's all bullshit.
Pissing in the river. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, what we're trying to do here is, like, you always got to remember, it's not about, like, it's about pinning somebody to the floor with an unassailable truth, I think, when you're trying to argue for these things. Because, like, you know, people will say something like that. People will come out and go, well, yeah, it costs the NHS 8 billion. And then it's like, yeah, well, the tobacco industry is one of the great giants. Like, you know, it's unfortunately been a legacy of hundreds of years of trade. The tobacco industry, you would hope, would pay a huge amount of tax within your country, which yes, 8 billion of which is going to be spent on trying to treat the people that chose to pay for that tobacco. But at the same time, if they generate more tax than it costs to heal the people that were hurt by the tobacco product, you could use the extra profits from that tax to improve your welfare system for others. And that should be how taxing a, like, you know, a free market or, you know, corporate entity should, it should work. And that's what people like the Tories in this country pretend is going on. But the thing is, they just don't have a grip on any of these things. Then they don't have, like, you know, they just can't. It's like fucking Liz Truss and people like that. They're like, they think they've got this genius, like, libertarian, tax-free utopia idea. But it's like, all right, try and fucking do it then. And then they try and do it and they just fail completely because it's
too difficult. She's back, don't worry.
Too difficult to do, you know.
She's got a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, but doesn't mean she's bad.
She's just radical.
Yeah. It's a really complicated one. I think initially I was like, yes, they should ban smoking. Because I was like, ultimately, I don't want people to die from getting addicted to cigarettes. Because I have vaped in the past. I understand what nicotine addiction feels like. I quit twice and I now have quit completely. And it's like, I understand the ritual of smoking. I understand, like, the ways people enjoy it, all that sort of stuff. But ultimately, like, in the quiet times in your day when you're just smoking because you need to smoke, those are the ones that just cost you. There's no upside to that. And that is because of the nicotine. That's not because of personal choice. So I think trying to stop people and getting enslaved through substances is a noble cause.
They're not going for alcohol, which I would argue is probably more damaging.
It's not as addictive. It's not as addictive. The problem, what I'm saying is addiction.
Also,
addiction is a factor.
I suppose with alcohol, you aren't exactly, when you're drinking, you know, I'm not splashing some in your face at the same time. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to consume it just because I'm consuming it.
Yeah.
But yes, you know.
But, then, but banning it seems effects, quite, you know, like arbitrary. Drunken disorder and all that.
Yeah.
So.
And there's also, I mean, this
that's our culture, guys.
Well,
our culture?
It's deeply embedded.
There is. I do believe that people need stress relief and there's a remarkable. There's a remarkable. Well, I mean, some people do use sex as stress relief.
Yeah, like, but publicly. Like,
not if they're doing it on street corners.
That was.
I think we'd all have a thing to say if we're like, well, he's just releasing himself.
I think we should.
But at least he's not smoking.
Yeah.
A less prudy nature.
Cocks in his hand.
There's like a hierarchy of at least. I mean, I think it's interesting just from the perspective of like, you're all trying to work out what the fuck to do, what the best way to do life is you, as a person, and then you see governments try and do it for other people. But you personally, and you're like, right, I like smoking. Like, you know, I've met plenty of people that just like smoking, and they're like, I understand it will damage me and it will probably hurt me. Just like a person who eats too much and doesn't exercise enough, they're like, well, I understand it's probably going to have a downside, but I like eating, you know? Like, it's this balance between trying to prescribe a good life for people and also giving people the personal freedom. And that, I think, is just a fascinating thing in general. But when you start to factor things in, like business and human habits, and I think I've said this to you guys before, it seems to me the best three businesses in the world involve sugar, nicotine, and caffeine. All three of those things are, like, the most highly addictive legal substances we can get our hands on. And think about all the companies that exist around those three products. Like, I think that addictive substances should, like, of any kind, should be at least considered or factored into, like, the market that we exist in, right? Like as in, like, all the things you eat, all the things you consume. Yeah, it is. But governments and our governments that we elect and, like, you know, we the people really should be the ones to be able to say, like, stuff like this. So it's really, like, nuanced.
But I guess, like, it's all about the grand stage as well.
Yeah.
It's like, our little country imposes a ban on addictive properties or a restriction on it. We become less powerful on the stage and therefore, as a country, have less trade and therefore our quality of life is
diminished. Yeah, there's a trade element to it.
I'm just looking at the devil's advocate argument here, but it's probably a reason why.
But then equally, I think that people should have the right to destroy themselves.
As long as it doesn't affect others.
Yeah, exactly. Which it always
It always will.
Well, yes, it often does. Exactly.
Because it affects the loved ones.
Not
but also
always. Like, you know, like euthanasia, beds. For example, like is an example. Yeah, same argument, you know, like euthanasia. It's like cigarettes is a real slow version of that. You're still choosing it.
It still affects other people.
It does. No, I know what you're saying. And alcohol especially, and drugs as well. It's a tough one to hammer out. But yeah, I do think you should, you know, hopefully.
But if they ban that, so they probably won't legalize weed.
I don't know, man. I think they're going to have to eventually. But it's not on on the high priority of anybody. Like no, Keir Starmer, Labour.
It's funny you mentioned the tax thing, because I imagine that would have been a selling point of like, oh, we can add X amount of tax. Because if you tell people now, like, oh, you know, it's legal, I don't think people are going to rush out and, you know, go crazy. I guess Germany will be the one to look at for evidence of next. That. I guess. Well, they've just legalized it.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So they've just legalized
it. I think that it won't be necessarily a matter of it.
But definitely not in public. I don't think it's just not allowed in public. I think that's the thing.
When's crack cocaine?
Well, this is it. I mean,
like street
legalize
crack.
Everything. And then you can.
Like
then
the good stuff.
You can just sell it on the shops.
But this is why I'm saying about addiction.
And then tax
like,
it all.
So the problem, I thought about this for a long time. I was always legalization or prohibition.
Portugal, we did that.
Yeah. But the problem is when there are different classes of drugs. Basically, weed is a lot less harmful to society than opioids are. You know, we can see that. Like, we can
makes
tell.
Very violent and crazy.
Well, yeah, but like, also opioids are so addictive. Like they destroy you. So, like, making all drugs legal is probably not possible, because if you made all opioids legal,
people would be so sleepy.
It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, there'd be nothing.
It would be a fucking nightmare.
Productivity would take a hit. I think that's to make. Probably one of the fears that they actually have.
That's the big worry, isn't
it? Is it from productivity from legalizing weed? Is that?
But you could argue that
workers are just
stress relief that means they may be happier in their work and produce more in less time.
That's probably why sugar tax actually went through. It's because sugar is obviously quite bad for productivity in the grand scheme, because it promotes weight gain and health problems. So you're not going to live a long productive labor life.
How long until the government just creates just like a slurm?
Like a sugar slurp.
Just literally slurred. Just
a nicotine sugar
just
combo.
Not with those things in it, but just like the perfect thing. You just have to eat like Huel, but government fed Huel. This is what you have to have now. You can't have anything else. Too much sugar. It's going
to
make you fat.
This is going to the equilibrium way of thinking.
It's just
going
to be where we have to just eat emotions. Pills every day.
I was reading a really... That's me taking the tube. I was reading... an interesting Reddit post this morning about what do you think is like, what's your hot take for the net for 2050 and like all the things that people were talking about. Let me just try and quickly roll my mind back to see some of the things they were talking
That's
about.
Well,
they were basically talking
now.
About this. They were saying like, oh, people will be doing this, people will be doing that. And one of the things one person's, oh no, I don't really want to get into AI again, but like they were saying like basically AI is just going to go the same way as search engines, and it'll all just be AI, like the highest bidder's products will be suggested, or the highest bidder's way of doing things will be suggested. And
more than likely.
Let me just see if I can find it quickly.
Apparently half of the internet is inhabited by bots now.
Yeah, I can believe that. Definitely.
What, just in what regard of like...
In terms of
people
accessing it.
Using it.
The response was...
There are many bots, there are humans. Okay.
AI responses to all questions will be sponsored, and your responses that favour the advertiser rather than objective response based on available evidence.
Well, I imagine by that time they have enough information on you, just that they've collected through all the cookies throughout all these years, so they've just forced us to say yes to them, essentially. They'll know exactly what you want anyway. So you'll be like actually thankful that they've advertised that to you.
Thank you.
Some people said that they thought there'd be a form of new age Amishness where we're all going to see an influx of people avoiding social media and phone culture as a lifestyle choice. People are tired of algorithms and manipulation and things like that.
I think people do that now, though.
It's starting.
People are quite loud about it when they do. They're like, oh, I've never used those. I mean, my comments about Facebook at the beginning probably highlight an element of that. I mean,
these
I use
all
other
kind of
social
novel.
Medias, but still.
Novel things that you can remove but still be integrated in society. Like Amish is like a full detachment.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
They knock up a house real quick.
Droll. Yeah, barn raising. I was thinking about this the other day. I'd love to raise a barn.
They do it real quick.
Oh, you want to raise a barn?
That's quite interesting.
Yeah, they do like, they all come together, like lots of families to like create a new little like.
Oh, so you don't treat it like a child?
No, you do a barn raising.
You're raising the barn.
Yeah. I mean, I would. I would try and teach it to drive.
They put that fuck up in like 2 days.
I know, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's so good. It's
I
like,
can't get over that.
It's like having
really
master
good.
Carpenters just coming to smack it with.
Obviously,
together.
There's like, hundreds of them, but still.
Hundreds
of them.
That
feels like a good productivity. We got a barn.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This week, we managed to build a barn, guys.
That's
pretty
cool.
We're all in it.
That's
we're
pretty cool.
So another prediction was grown-up children of YouTube family vloggers will start dropping Mummy Dearest-style exposés about their horrible childhoods, and laws will be imposed against the whole practice. I think this needs to happen, like, now.
That's a good point, because, like, all this stuff is so new that, like, until that shit comes out, like years later, where it's like, oh right, that's the effect it had on all these kids, you know, watching
YouTube.
But then we won't have shocking documentaries about it, Ross. If they solve the problem straight away,
well, no, of course.
We won't get Quiet on Set 2
beforehand. Yeah,
it's so fucked.
It's such a niche, though. Like, there's not that many YouTuber families.
There's quite a lot.
I mean, there's quite a lot.
I mean, there's YouTube, more than one is enough for me.
True. Yeah.
Like, these parents are just fucking.
Yeah, there was that one woman who was
destroying their children's childhood.
I'm guessing that's the story you read about that woman who abused.
Oh yeah, that was one of them. Yeah,
she
got
arrested not long ago. Well, yeah, she had a family of like 4 or 5 kids.
Yeah.
But like, didn't feed them properly and like punished them by like keeping them in cellars and stuff. It was really fucking dark. It's like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. And then she had a YouTube channel where she was like really like bright and chirpy and like wheeled her kids out for the camera. It's just like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, it's crazy.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
Yeah, family stuff is odd. I'm surprised YouTube doesn't crack down on it themselves or like at least do some sort of welfare check if that's something that's become really popular. Because remember, they're called Shaytards. Which in itself, as the name is, already a question mark.
Whole family YouTube.
Yeah, that was probably one of the earlier kind of examples of a family.
Like pranks YouTubers. And stuff on each other all the time. Yeah.
What an exhausting way to live your life as well. Just, is Dad going to prank us again?
And also, like, just the reality.
Nervous
for the
about
kids.
Walking into my home,
like.
That's to sleep in my closet.
Yeah, I know.
Is entertainment so fun.
There's elements of it that look like are probably really, really fun for them. Where it's just like, oh yeah, Dan's doing a really fun like thing
very
again,
active,
and it's just
like,
oh, but he's filming it for profit and like for views, and
all you're
stuff.
Only
and
seeing like, the happy side of this.
Yeah. So like, obviously, if it's
is all the energy in the video content, and when they stop pressing record.
Yeah,
it's like back to berating. And
fucking hell, Casey! I said smile when the raccoon shits his pants.
All this shit.
Well, that's it. Yeah, exactly. You can't turn your family into a business like that. I mean, you can. I mean, obviously, that's a silly comment to say because you could have like a pizzeria or something with a family. But like, as in filming them all, filming kids and stuff. Like, that's such a
utilizing
touchy,
them as the product.
I think
is the thing.
Yeah,
right.
Not working together for a shared goal. It's a very different situation when your
kids
your
can't
kids
consent.
What about father and son only fans, though? I think that should still be okay.
We have discussed that once before, haven't we?
That should be totally fine.
Well, I hope it's okay to chop because I've sent like 40, 50 quid in tips this month. So I'm hoping they send me the special...
It's a great up-and-coming niche.
Special baby boy package.
Did we discover what they were doing on that content? They were just kind of posing with each other in shirtless. Were they doing
No, they were like fucking wanking in the shower together. They were actually father and son, and they were wanking naked in the shower together. They weren't wanking each other off, as far as I know, but they were doing... Yeah.
Look, guys, we're just old hat generation.
Yeah, I think
this
we are.
This is the new progressive
I'm
generation.
I'm old bigoted and I can't handle this level of sexual expressivity.
We're too prudish.
Yeah, expressiveness, yeah.
Yeah,
it's what all the dancing sons
are doing.
I'm
so sad to admit on the internet that I wouldn't have sex with my dad.
No, I don't think he doesn't have sex with his dad, to be fair to him. I wouldn't
film sexual acts with my dad.
Well, yeah, that is what he's
Thank
doing.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd do that either.
If you were watching hat films all this time,
hoping that might become it.
I'm so sorry, it's not happening.
It's not going to happen.
I was going to talk about that Joe Lyser thing. So Joe Lyser set up a load of fake news things. That Tish Marsh story is true.
I can't believe it.
For his story.
So last week...
Yeah,
a week before last, in fact, because I think we had Craig on last week. We didn't do any funny news, but then the week before there was a story about Alan Titchmarsh.
Alan Titchmarsh.
For some reason, his first name just
Alec.
Came out of my head then. He was in the news for his genes in North Korea being censored. And we thought that was a bit of a silly story. And then Joe Lyser said that he planted a load of fake news stories. We thought that was one of them, but apparently
And the double cervix one wasn't either.
That wasn't mentioned either, no. No, I think that, again, that was probably just literally, like you say, advertising our OnlyFans or
Right.
One of the articles was about H from Steps getting his own statue in his hometown. Ian Watkins, not the bad one. Well, that's debatable. But H from Steps. He isn't getting a statue, so
Sad,
isn't it?
That's not real news.
It's not real news.
I don't think he really deserves one. I mean, who the fuck deserves one? We live in Bristol.
Statues are not a subject. I mean, if the mayor came up to you and said, "Oh, we're going to make an Alan Smith a statue just right in the middle of the fountains,"
I'd be like, "All right."
You'd be like, "Well, sure. What do we have to do?"
I'd be like,
"I'd pose for about half an hour. Well, I'd take a photo. In fact, I'd just do a 3D scan.
3D scan, 3D print.
Half an hour of your time. 3D scan you in, and then that's it." And then you'll be on there in the next few weeks.
I'd have a few conditions, but I'd be up for it.
Like what?
I'd want to work with a person like a retouching artist to try and make me look more handsome.
Bulk you out.
Bulk me out a bit. Maybe make my jaw like ridiculous, like that guy from that meme. You know, the one where
they're like a caricature.
Yeah, well, the jaw will be huge because in future, in hundreds of years, when Bristolians haven't chucked me in the river, they'll look back on and be like, wow, people back then had massive jaws. I just want to do it to fuck with people in the future.
Right. So
But I think that's what I want a coin slot in my butt.
I get the impression that's what they did with a lot of oil paintings. I feel like they probably still photoshopped it to a degree in the sense 100%. That I'll beautify all these bits here and there.
Especially considering how inbred most royals were at that time.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. I got a proposition.
Still are. Yeah.
Propose.
A hypothetical, if you will.
Oh, no. Yeah. On this podcast?
On this podcast. That's so shocking. A statue is being made of you.
Right.
You've been asked to do a statue. It's going to be pure gold.
Yep.
And you're getting paid. You're getting paid $10 million.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The statue is you naked, cuddling your naked dad.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Wow.
In the middle of the city centre.
Right. My dad would probably say that's fine if it's 10 millions on the... I mean, 10 million is a silly amount of money, Trump.
Sorry, so there's two of us cuddling and it's a gold statue. Gold is it solid gold?
Solid gold.
Two of us.
Can I have a bigger dick than that David statue?
You can have slight touch-ups. But
Trot, I'm going to take the statue instead of the money.
You can't take the statue.
I want the statue.
Wait. That's, you want the pure gold?
That's probably about £50 million worth of gold. If it's solid, considering I weigh 100, I weigh 100 kilograms.
You'll go to prison. Everyone's going to know you stole it.
That statue is going to be worth so much more than 10 mil.
As soon as that's gone.
I would go into negotiations. I'd say I want a coin slot in my asshole. And all of the money, I want a bunker built under the gold statue. So I don't want to fill up the statue with the coins. I want it to drop through the statue into this huge pot.
Is it secured?
And my family gets that money.
It's in a cage. I was going to say, because you could just go up to it with a little blowtorch and just kind of collect some gold.
It's in a cage. I don't want my statue in a cage.
Well, it'd be visible.
I want it in a glass.
All right, it's in like an apple style.
Like an apple style. Yeah, I want that exactly. That's what I want. I want an apple style installation.
Highly reinforced.
Why are they giving me the statue?
That's the question under NDA, and you're not being.
And I'm not allowed to know why a statue of me cuddling my naked dad.
It's just art, okay?
I mean, definitely would for 10 million.
How are you cuddling him?
You could make any kind of statue of me for 10 million.
Sexual connotations.
Is one of you behind the other, like, or are you hugging him from the front?
You could literally dress me up as any dictator for 10 million. Huh?
How was the hug?
They make you flip a coin as well.
Yeah.
And if it's like heads, they note it down.
Imagine the taxpayers. Imagine the council taxpayers in that city. Like, what the fuck have you just built? How much is that?
When the statue's built, one of you, based on the heads or tails, is erect.
All right, okay. One of you is being erect. I say build it because the outrage from it is going to be...
sensational.
Insane.
I'm going to do so many deals.
People will be like, why the fuck have you built this statue after all the other statue business?
And I'll tell them...
this is what you've gone for.
If I'm honest with you, I don't know why it's being built. It's under quite a strict NDA. Yeah. I've been told I've been paid 10 million. I'm a victim. I was trying to guess. Yeah. I'll try and tell them.
Okay, new one.
Yep.
Right.
It's not a golden statue, but it's a beautiful statue of you, full Nazi garb. Oh, 20 million.
Fucking hell.
Doing a
million,
salute.
Immediate, yes. You could do anything to me for 10 million.
The thing is, the issue here is that doesn't have any reflection on the person as much as the reflection on the people putting
exactly,
in the town square.
Yeah, so whilst I'm driving down the road with my 20 million, you're there in cuffs.
He's there driving past in a Ferrari.
Visionary art director who paid 20 million to dress man up as Nazi against will under strict NDA.
All my investors are pretty pissed right now.
They're like, they've made some very weird choices.
Why do you keep doing this, Mr. Trot? Honestly, I'm not sure.
Money is power.
Money is power, bro.
And I've gone mad with it. Yeah, that would be,
How low would you go?
How low?
So 20 million is an insane amount of money.
20 million is an insane amount of money. Like,
what do I need to do exactly?
You're not doing anything but hyper-realistic recreation statue of you in a Nazi.
How long does it stay there for?
You're making it official that you.
It's extremely well built and protected.
How long does it stay there for?
Carved into the mountain.
Could you imagine they did that?
That's
in Bristol.
Different, isn't it?
It would become a national pastime to try and break into that fucking thing. It's like, yeah, you're gonna try and do the statue this weekend. Yeah, yeah. Here they got dogs now. Yeah, they've got 80-foot mega fence. It's nuts. It's like Takeshi's castle.
Got a private army.
Yeah. All to just
a carving in the side of a rock feels so much more permanent than a statue.
On the cliffs of Dover.
So on the cliffs of Dover, overlooking you have your France. Face. But then on the center of your forehead is a swastika carved.
How
in.
Often do people see it?
Again, that's it's all more the same on whoever built it. It's not really the fact. It could be Smith's. It could be anyone's face. It's whoever's fucking decided to build that and authorize it is the one in trouble. Like, I just don't think there's any way you can possibly put that on there. And it's just... The council will have a few phone calls.
Wow, I know. When I saw it, I was shocked. It looked so much like me. I couldn't believe it.
I was like, it looks just like me.
What a coincidence.
But Nazi version. All right, okay, Nazi version.
Speeds off in his Porsche.
Anyway, I've got a boat to buy.
Yeah.
Oh, is that my yacht?
Yeah, that'd be weird. Not for me.
I'd do it for like...
It sounds like you would
probably
do it.
Probably a million. Less probably. Probably half a million.
Would you rather the cuddling the father statue for 10?
Yes, probably.
Oh,
rather than 20 mil.
Well, sorry, which one? You're choosing, you'd rather
be... You have to get a 3D scan with your naked dad.
Was that part of it?
Well, yeah, that's how they're going
to
get the...
It has to be accurate.
They need the data.
That would be very awkward. I guess I'll be the Nazi.
You'd rather be a Nazi than hug his naked dad.
That says a lot about...
A sentence, you know,
point, so. a lot of Nazis, I think.
Fucking hell. That's well, shit. That was the hypothetical.
Right. Nice, you nice got your answer.
A thing I put here is Fallout, because that came out.
Whoa, fuck, he's gone.
Actually tapping
he's,
this.
Gone. He's just impaled his ass.
Fallout, the series, is out, and it's fucking good. It's really good. I've watched all of them.
I at least have some context.
Or... Yeah, six.
No spoilers, don't worry.
Yeah, no, I think it's just well worth watching if you get the chance to watch it.
It is.
Portrays the Fallout world quite well, I think.
Probably I'm not better really than people that tried the game and didn't really get on with it.
Yeah,
it's more colourful. That's why. It's much more soaked in colour.
Not so janky as well.
Yeah.
Very gory.
Yeah.
Extremely gory. Well.
Yeah.
Way more gory than I thought it was going to be.
But it does it in a video game-ish way.
It's like so over the top that it's...
Yeah.
Goes back around again to being not really that well done.
And yeah, from the similar makers or the writers as Westworld. Mm-hmm. So I got that vibe straight away from the first episode, that very Westworldy, which is great.
Here's a fun fact for you. The guy, what's his name again?
Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins is in this franchise when the bomb fell and is the result of the bomb. The director of Oppenheimer is his brother that made a whole film about the bomb dropping.
Wow.
Wait, who's... you mean the director... is it Josh Nolan?
Jonathan Nolan
is the guy that's in this.
Related to Christopher Nolan, who we know from director fame.
Which is Oppenheimer. Which is the link you're making.
I think I was
just trying to work out who was linked to.
Some episodes.
What about Goggins?
Goggins is an actor.
Yeah, but I think his brother is also in Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay. In Oppenheimer. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I thought
so
you meant
the link between
not the director.
I don't listen to anything I'm saying.
I said director, and I wasn't correct.
Yeah, you've confused them. I've confused them further. You've learned very little. Stay on the Hatch Out podcast.
Do they ever learn anything? Do you ever learn anything? I don't know. There's not really much feedback on the Hatch Out podcast. But
it's not about learning.
It isn't about learning.
It's about distracting you from your horrible reality.
Yeah, look around you now. Now look back.
At what?
That was enough.
We highly
recommend. Listening to
this. Yeah, still look. You
look around.
You.
Now listen back.
Yeah, look around you. Soak in your environment. Then close your eyes.
Close
and
your
you're
eyes.
Back.
And listen
and
to my
back.
Voice.
It's fine. Everything's okay.
Don't do mindfulness. You'll realize what's around you, and it sucks.
Yeah. Brick wall. Bit of plaster.
Not real. Not real.
Nothing's real.
What's that sound?
No windows.
No windows.
I had a dream, by the way. That
you not another one.
Ah, you don't dream.
You need to eat less cheese.
I had a dream where all of this was all glass.
Oh, nice.
And suddenly everyone could see us. And there was loads of people that we'd never met before. It was like,
watching us like we're in a zoo.
Yeah.
Like a
But because
YouTuber
we're like
zoo.
In the middle of this block, kind of, everyone could just watch us. Huge panes
of
glass.
Is that a dream or fantasy?
I started wanking.
And everyone could see.
I don't know. There definitely seems to be something to learn you can from see. Whatever you experienced there.
I wasn't shocked. I was just like, pointing at everyone out there. So like, you can see me. I can see you. That was my dream.
That was cool. I mean, yeah.
Great. Fucking hell.
I don't think we'll be installing Windows anytime soon.
Well, we didn't have a choice.
We were removing them when we came in.
Yeah, we got rid of that one behind me.
Yeah.
There's a window behind me. Did you know that?
Not anymore. it's not there anymore. That's what a fact.
You didn't know that, did you? Sackburn Chris Drivers. If he needed to, he could bust his hand through a very thin piece of plasterboard.
Into an interior window,
and then fall to his death in the middle of the building.
Yeah, it's a hole in our building all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, it's a light well, I think the idea
light
is.
Light well, yeah.
Where light comes from the top and brings light to the inside windows of the building.
We'll feel happy.
Yeah.
That's probably blocks it off.
Yeah.
Do you think we should do that eventually? Just get a Hatchet studio where people can watch us from outside, like MTV used to.
Yeah, like, or like any like
in
the
New
breakfast
York,
TV
where it's
shows,
just like they've just got a load of people just like at the windows like
I
watching.
I had that idea for Minecraft, do you remember?
Oh,
I had
yes.
this whole VIP
did,
idea
yeah.
where we would do a series or whatever, but there'd be a VIP us. Box where people could join the server if they're VIPs and just watch us.
Yeah.
Which is a really bizarre idea.
Quite good. You can make them invisible. Still like nowadays in the world of like micro transactions in terms of people paying for little privileges, like no, probably ahead of your time.
What can I say? We always are. Like Fortnite.
Just like Fortnite.
We just played it a little bit earlier than everyone else. And then they changed the game type.
They did.
And now it's...
I like the PvE element, not the game. PvP. The wave-based one.
It was mentioned on the old headshot. Oh, okay. Fair enough. Did you
guys that was horrendous.
Hear the story about the Brazilian
I saw the
woman
video.
Who was arrested after taking a corpse to sign a bank loan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, grim, huh?
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was weekend at Bernie's Tim. She kind of literally took him in there. Was he in a wheelchair? Did she wheel him in?
Wheeled him in.
She was like, lifted his hand up to sign in for it. Isn't that fucking nuts? Says,
oh my God.
So when, it's just the most obvious sentence here. When Erica de Souza wheeled in her lethargic looking uncle into a Brazilian bank, clerks quickly sensed something was amiss. Okay. He is a dead man. It's a visibly dead man. So I don't think he's well. He doesn't look well at all, remarked one distrustful employee. Who wrote this? they're trying to get $3,250 loan. So but I don't think it went through.
Weird.
It's a shame. So if you were thinking of trying to get loans using
a
dead
corpse.
Relatives.
Doesn't work.
Nope.
Don't do it.
You need their consent,
thinking,
right?
I know you're thinking to do such a thing.
Ah, so fucked, isn't it?
I'm guessing the angle
that's
she
really
was going
fucked.
For.
It sounds like something out of a comic or like a cartoon, doesn't it?
I guess she
or
was going for the I'm the carer of this person. They are unable to make decisions for themselves, so I am their guardian. And they need a loan of £250,000. Please.
They're unable to make their own heartbeat. This is crazy. They shouldn't be wheeled around. That's insane to me.
It's just like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's us or like UK, but the idea of dead people being so close and utilizing them in that way is like I'm so freaked out by it.
Yeah, have you ever seen a dead body?
Yeah, that's the thing. We're very shielded, shielded from the grim stuff.
We saw one on Vegas, on the street.
I didn't know he was dead though.
Well,
there was like some sort of was it a shooting. Was it?
I think it was a car crash or something.
I don't know. So I guess I have. Maybe.
We probably have.
Not up closer. That was far away.
Yeah.
It just looked like a shape. But yeah, there's no. I've never seen a dead body up close.
No, we're so detached from it, like Smith says. Like the idea of death is just.
Well, we're shielded from it. More so, you know, like the public services deal with it. Like police and paramedics and.
Maybe that should be part of the education system.
Yeah, is that.
Yeah, probably.
How early on is that trained in terms of like. Do you.
Pretty fucking early.
Yeah, because imagine it's...
All of the police I know see dead bodies in their first year, usually. Mm. And, like, some really horrific shit as well, because, like, if you've got a dog and you don't get discovered for a couple of days, the dog starts eating you.
Yeah, of course,
and you just have to deal with that. And also, yeah, like, paramedics deal with it, nurses, doctors, they all deal with that.
Yeah, right. It's good.
And, yeah,
it doesn't
just
really get mentioned, but like, that's,
we don't
that's
have to deal
a pretty
with.
Big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they have to deal with stuff that you wouldn't have to deal with. Like, what if if anyone died in your home, what's your process? Just
called 999.
Like, do you use the body to go and get a bank loan? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm
fine. Give it 20 minutes and then call. get that bank loan.
How long are you going to be, ambulance? Obviously. Can you like delay it by half an hour?
I've only just got the puppet strings working. I've only just managed to get the arms going.
They need a loan.
I filled his body with hot water that I've piped into his ass. Do you think that would
work?
What
if you were
filling up the cavity of a dead body with hot water to keep him a little less rigor mortis-y.
I don't know. But I think you certainly discover, like, all those things you hear about, like, whether they evacuate their bowels and stuff, whether that's true.
And rigor mortis.
Because you'd be right, and, well, yeah, rigor mortis has happened. It does happen.
Immediate erection from...
You'll get the erection. Honey, I've got a rigor mortis over the dead body in our lounge.
No, it's the dead body that needs them. You should. That gets them, usually.
The fact that you've got an erection is a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing.
No, you got it wrong.
And I'm really judging you now.
I'm calling the police.
What if you were in a forest with a friend and they just died? And your phone didn't work. What are you doing? Are you dragging their body through the forest?
No.
So it's got that cool watch. You can do emergency service stuff.
Yeah, I can get a satellite connection.
I think our phones can now.
Yeah, our phones can as well.
Because a little satellite thing comes up. I don't know how. Is it just emergency services only?
Yeah, I think so. Or it's just exceedingly expensive. Because basically a satellite phone. You're right. I think it's probably dialed. Also, I'm not entirely sure how well it works outside of the US. It's designed for like Californian national parks and things like that. I have no idea whether fucking, you know, Avon Constabulary knows how to find a bloke with an Apple Watch or not. I'm not entirely sure, but I don't know. Yeah, you just hope it doesn't happen. You know, always wear a belt, as we learnt with about tourniqueting, if you can, especially if you're going out somewhere in the woods or something. Just wear a belt because the biggest way, the most likely way you're going to die in the UK at least is blood loss. Yeah.
Sepsis, maybe.
Nicky.
They always die of sepsis in films. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like always, like, oh, he died of sepsis.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's all those Jane Austen movies.
The romance ones.
Bloodletting. Get the leeches.
I mean, we need more leeches. That's the secret.
Leeches, well, had it going.
Where did we see a load of leeches? It was on the hill up to Penny Van.
Fuck loads in that little lake.
Yeah, and that guy took his shoes and socks and started wading in.
When we were walking up this big, small mountain in Wales, halfway up there's this really nice lake, which looks lovely. And like, you know, when it's hot and stuff, you're like,
stagnant.
It'd be great to get in there. It does look a bit stagnant. It probably is. And also sheep shitting it constantly. You just don't drink it. But anyway, I was like, oh yeah, I've been up here before and I nearly went in myself, and then I looked in there and look how many leeches there are. And you can literally see them, the naked eye. Oh, there's a leech. There's a leech just swimming around. And we're like, oh God, yeah, that's grim. And then you continue walking all the way up the hill, and then you get, you know, another couple hundred feet higher, and we looked back down and we just saw this guy like stripping off walking in, and we're just like, oh my God, he's gonna get covered in leeches. He just came out looking like Tentacular or whatever that Pokemon is.
Who was it who told me this? You're not supposed to swipe them off because it tears or something and it causes infection. Whereas
there's a way to get
you
them
have
off.
To like put a lighter to their tail or something.
Like, so that they loosen.
There was
grip.
A method that he mentioned, and he said, yeah, like the best way to do it is to either burn them off so they can then just release naturally.
Well, how do you do it as like part of a medical procedure?
What?
When leeches? You put leeches on?
I don't know.
How do they take them off?
I've never been in a medical procedure which is a required one in this century.
Well,
just, I mean, maybe there are. Maybe it's still being used. I don't know, but
maybe.
apparently, it is being used, according to a doctor of ours in the chat, Case Gober.
A doctor.
Who this is the person that sent us that message the other day on LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying, thank you very much for that, by the way, if you didn't hear from us. They use leeches after plastic surgery and skin grafts. They improve blood flow to grafted tissue.
Wow.
So I guess if you had a bit of skin stuck on, you stick the leech on it and it sort of draws the blood towards it, perhaps, helps to heal, helps to rebind the wound.
Really, leeches.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's
not made a synthetic
nature's full of medicine,
like a pump, or they've not made a synthetic version of that. Then they can't just like.
I think a lot of the time it's probably not worth it because, like, also like the leeches and stuff. As long as they're clean, they've got so much little clever little chemistry going on inside them with like their anticoagulant spit and all that sort of stuff. That like, I think you could make it, but you know, remaking nature with tech is really, really complicated and really hard. So maybe they're just like, well, this works, perhaps. I don't know. I think it's always usually a cost thing.
Yeah.
I hear leeches cheap. I mean, they're literally just all over in that
Yeah, should we go and get some leeches?
Scoop a load.
Do you guys want to become leech men?
Leech barons.
Leech barons. Yeah, yeah. Craig's there like...
Well, you're going to put a load on your back. Is that fine? So I don't know if I want this.
You're just the holder of leeches.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's like cupping, but with leeches.
Yeah.
And not approved in any sense.
But just the trade growth and proliferation of leeches... We could become leech barons.
I want to be a leech baron.
Leech lords.
What if we bump into rival leech barons?
Huh?
What if we bump into rival leech barons?
Well, then we'll have the...
Like, this is our leeching area. And then we end up just having like kind of... fight with leeches.
Can we have long tail coat leech suits?
Yeah.
And then canes with a leech encased in epoxy or something on top of the cane.
What about jar? Just a jar that we screw onto the top of the cane that's filled with water and live leeches.
Live
just all
leeches.
Swirl
nice.
Around.
Our current
and then
product.
We should take the jar to like a nightclub and just put one on like the elbow of everyone.
Oh, leeched, yeah. I've got a leech
on
me.
The whole club gets leeched.
Try it before you buy.
No reason why. It just gets the leech name out there.
Yeah, it does. Our last enterprise, ticks.
Ticks,
not as popular.
Not as good.
Ticks, for some reason, feel worse.
Far worse.
I think it's just something about the fact that you have to remove their head. You see their little legs.
They're not as useful as
leeches.
Their
little legs. Yeah. It's so gross. My first dog had one like in his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a little horn. And I was like, oh, mum, what's this? Have you seen this? And like, oh, that's weird. I mean, kind of look really close. You see its little legs.
Ugh.
I know it's really gross. I apologize. I know people eat stuff.
Fuck, that's
great.
Why
do the people eat
stuff? Yeah, it's your own fault.
But
it's
I do apologize for the visceral.
They're probably finished by now. It's like a 45-minute podcast.
Plucked it out.
True.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Make sure to pinch its head and it's gone. Easy. So don't worry too
much.
You
do it right
and then
and
make sure
them.
You use the tick juice or whatever it is on the back.
So it doesn't come back.
Just, yeah, regularly, semi-regularly, I think.
Oh, the spot on, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Get that on.
Well,
that
there you go, that's educational.
That is, in a way. Yeah, if you've not done that
also,
before.
Also, tourniquet belt in the forest.
Yeah, if you're in a forest and things get fucking
if you blow
scary,
an artery,
you snap
you've got that belt.
You snap your leg, you blow an artery.
Yeah.
That's going to kill you in minutes.
Yeah.
Get a belt around it and tie it tight.
Stop it from
Or if you see a
bleeding.
Bigfoot, you can tie him up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And get cash.
Just film get it the properly. Cash, yeah. Or just choke him
film,
out.
Yeah. Film
horizontal.
Bigfoot properly.
Film, yeah. Film him. If you see him, fucking film him. Like,
stay
yeah, like
still.
You say,
don't be afraid.
A stabilized image.
Get on a tripod.
Get on your knees. Get on your knees. Stabilize your elbows. And just get a clean fucking shot of him. Same with anyone taking shots of UFOs, which are all over the place.
Stabilize
that shot, otherwise no one's going to believe your fucking shit.
I'd say
don't
bother filming it unless
don't bother. Don't bother because your story is as good as that shitty footage.
Yeah, you're just making the pool larger. Mm. It doesn't make the message any stronger.
Adding more questions.
Yeah,
well, there's already so many questions. Just stay fucking still. Why is it like even in this day and age? It should be really easy to take a shot.
You think
take
so.
A shot of Bigfoot now should be so simple.
Yeah, we would have found it by now. I think.
God. And you think with the practice, there's so many people with pets and stuff who take pictures of like kind of animals on the fly, like when they're doing crazy things. This should be like a holy shit. That's Bigfoot.
Imagine the first snapshot actual videos. Instance of Bigfoot is with like a ridiculous filter on it.
Yeah.
I accidentally had the dog filter on.
Sorry.
Yeah. His face is actually completely covered by the dog filter.
Sorry.
But he looks cute though,
that's
right?
That's all I had.
We're going to try and digitally recreate what his face may have looked like without the dark filter.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to this Hat Chat podcast for today.
Indeed,
and a huge shout out to our supporters out there, whether it's on YouTube, Patreon or Twitch. You can go help us out. And that keeps this...
Spread the Hat Chat word.
Spread the word.
We try to. I don't think it really gets... I mean, we do the shorts here and there.
Leaving reviews on your podcast platform's a really good way of helping us.
Apparently
if you've got a spare second.
Yeah.
It's like the people that are willing to do surveys, though.
This is
like,
it. Like
very, very small.
I'm in the same boat. Like, yeah, like there's some stuff... But if I really enjoy it and I know it's like maybe not always going to be there, like actually trying to promote would be probably worthwhile.
So yeah, if you can spare some time for that, that's as beneficial to us as anything.
Like
so also Fingles. Just like Jordan Falconer, I didn't
thank you
enough
Jordan
for our.
Falconer.
It's Halo inspired theme tune this week.
No, it's very, there's a rocky element to it.
What, Beyonce?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly that. Hatchat, hat-films.com is where you send your fingles and funny news if you come across anything like that. We very much appreciate that as well.
Yes.
And we all collaborate and collect our community on Discord, of course. The best platform for communities.
Yeah.
Discord.gg/hatfilms.
The best we've got. Like democracy. It's the best method we've got right now.
And we'll see you all next week for some more of this. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.